Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on James Green, G-R-E-E-N. James Green is a 46-year-old male who reports he injured his left knee at work on 6-17-21. Appeared he tripped over a cord from an electrical saw causing this injury. Appeared he was seen at AtlantiCare emergency room the same day. Appeared he had further evaluation and treatment, including a torn meniscus of the left knee, treated arthroscopically. Appeared he states the left knee problem triggered and aggravated his right knee during recovery. Appeared he then underwent an injection to the right knee. Appeared he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared new paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Green alleged he tripped over a cord on 6-17-21 and injured both knees. Appeared medical records show he was seen by Dr. DiVenero on 6-22-21. Stating he had been employed by the insured for 4 months and tripped over a cord on 6-17-21. Pretty felt a shift in his left knee and was seen at AtlantiCare. Pretty was given a knee brace and kept out of work. Period, he did undergo x-rays while there. Period, Dr. DiVenero diagnosed pain and effusion of the left knee with sprain of the medial collateral ligament. Period, he performed joint aspiration of 30 cc's of synovial fluid and injected it with Marcaine for pain relief. Period, he also referred the petitioner for an MRI. Period, this was done on 6-28-21 to be inserted here. Period, Dr. DiVenero reviewed these results with him on 7-6-21. Period. He adjusted his diagnostic assessments to include complex tear of the lateral meniscus of the left knee as the current injury. Period. They discussed treatment options including surgical intervention. Period. On 8-5-21, Dr. DiVenero performed arthroscopy of the left knee with partial lateral meniscectomy and arthroscopic removal of loose bodies. Period. The postoperative diagnosis was left knee complex lateral meniscal tear and loose bodies of the left knee. Period. Mr. Green followed up postoperatively. Period. He also participated in physical therapy. Period. As of 8-20-21, he had calf pain, so was referred for a stat venous Doppler ultrasound. Period. On 10-29-21, Mr. Green reported he was doing much better. Period. Dr. DiVenero also elicited a history of prior right knee surgery. Period. He was going to finish out therapy in the following week and could return to unrestricted full duty as of 11-8-21. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Green underwent a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. DiVenero on 8-17-22 relative to his alleged claim involving the right knee. Period. He gave a history that on 6-17-21 he injured his left knee and during this treatment began developing pain and swelling on the right knee. Period. He is wearing a brace. Period. He did have surgery on the right knee but recovered well. Period. He was not presently working. Period. X-rays of the knee showed moderate tract compartmental osteoarthritis, comma, moderate right knee joint effusion, comma, but no fractures. Period. Dr. DiVenero diagnosed pain and effusion in the right knee as well as arthritis. Period. He did note the petitioner had mentioned his right knee pain and swelling during his follow-up for the left knee. Period. He had prior meniscal surgery on the right knee. Paired x-rays demonstrated osteoarthritis, which would be considered pre-existing. Paired, he does have a significant effusion in the right knee. Paired, he would consider this an exacerbation of a pre-existing condition, which would be related to the recovery on his left knee while he was compensating. Paired, he recommended joint aspiration and corticosteroid injection of the knee. Paired, on 9/7/22, he did perform such a procedure. Paired, on 8/11/22, he had no x-rays of the right knee to be inserted. Paired, he had an MRI of the right knee on 11/3/22 to be inserted. Paired, he continued to be seen by Dr. DiVenero in conjunction with rehabilitation. Paired, of functional capacity evaluation was done on 1/10/23. Paired, it found he put forth full effort during the evaluation and was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Paired, Dr. DiVenero reviewed these results with him on 1/25/23. Period. His knee was feeling about the same with swelling and pain. Period. He was doing light duty at work. Period. He was deemed to have reached a treatment plateau and would be released from care within the limitations outlined in the FCE. Period. Physical examination. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed right greater than left. Healed arthroscopic portal scars about both knees. Paired, there was an effusion of the right knee present, but no atrophy. Paired, motion of the right knee was from 0 to 40 degrees of flexion without crepitus. Paired, motion of the left knee, both hips and ankles, was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired, there was severe tenderness palpation about the right knee, medial joint line, and patella, but there was none on the left. Paired, knee maneuvers, he had a markedly positive McMurray's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated with a mild limp on the right. Pretty was able to walk on his heels and toes, demonstrating the same limp. Pretty changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 15 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions. James Green alleges to have injured his left knee at work on 6/17/21 when he tripped over an electrical cord. Period. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVenero beginning 6/22/21. Period. He noted that in the interim, the petitioner was seen at Atlantic Care and was given a knee brace. Period. He was initiated on conservative care. Period. An MRI of the left knee was quickly performed to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. DiVenero, and they elected to pursue surgical intervention on the left knee. Period. This was accomplished on 8/5/21. Period. He followed up postoperatively along with rehabilitation. Period. At a certain point, he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Green then retroactively asserted his right knee was bothering him relative to rehabilitation for the left knee. Period. However, he had already undergone surgery on the right knee in the past. Period. He did not convey such a history to this evaluator at the current exam. Period. He underwent PRP injection. Period. An FCE was done on 1/10/23, as noted above. Period. Insert the usual. The current exam found there to be an effusion and swelling up and decreased range of motion about the right knee. He had a markedly positive McMurray's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. Paired provocative maneuvers about the left knee were normal. Pretty ambulated with a mild limp on the right. He did not use a handheld assistive device for ambulation or a brace on either knee. In paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left leg. There is 0% permanent partial disability at the right leg. There is not demonstrable objective medical evidence consists with permanent orthopedic residuals at the right knee relative to the incident in question or the sequelae of its treatment. And that is the end.